And now, it's time for the online edition of the longest-running local rock show on the Jersey Shore. This is 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast. And here's your host, Tom Hanley.
Welcome to 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast. I'm Tom Hanley. Each week, we're bringing the latest music and interviews from the bands that make New Jersey rock. Coming up, we'll do an awesome track from Ruby Bones. Check in with Aaron over the phone, rock out with Out of Bounds, and be joined in studio by Matt O'Ree for a very special acoustic performance. Matt O'Ree Band is in action with the Melody Trucks Band at the Wonder Bar in Asbury Park on August 12th. But first, on the phone is John Conn of Morning Sign Lane. They're rocking the Scarlet Pub in New Brunswick on August 3rd, the Asbury Park Brewery on September 1st, and Connolly's in Times Square on September 29th. John, thanks for calling into the podcast.
Thanks for having me, Tom. It's a pleasure to be here.
It's a pleasure to interview you. I know that you were on the show, on the on-air show back in 2015, back when Nikki Black was hosting it. And since then, you know, you guys took a bit of a break, but now you're back together. What brought Morningside Lane back together?
It's actually pretty funny. Our bassist, our original bassist, because we had a number of bassists, but our original bassist went to a live show at the Mercury Lounge in New York City with our former, you know, tour manager and booking manager. They actually watched the band play, and they really got influenced to reform the band. You know, they were like, Morningside Lane should be playing this show right now. And I don't know, we all talked about it, and hashed out a couple of things that we would need to hash out, and we figured that it was a pretty good time to come back and reband, you know?
Well, we're excited to have you guys back in 2018. I know you're working on some new material. How's that going?
It's a process, as, you know, new material is. Right now, we're just, you know, focusing on getting our live set down packed, really tight. We want to be as tight as possible for people who come to see us in 2018. But yeah, we've definitely been writing new material, and we have a whole bunch of songs, hopefully, that we'll record by the beginning of next year, early 2019.
And of course, your 2015 EP, Recovery Signs, is out now. You recorded that in the UK while you were on tour there. How could someone get a copy of that?
Pretty much right now, we have it available for free download on our Bandcamp. It's morningsidelanenj.bandcamp.com. Yeah, that's available for free, so you can get on our Bandcamp and download it straight to your computer.
And what's the best way to stand up of everything Morningside Lane is doing?
You could follow us right now on Facebook. We also have an Instagram, which we're a little bit more active on, personally, and also, just keep an eye out for different, announcements on Facebook and Instagram, and that's how you'll pretty much keep up with us. I mean, we're going to be pretty active in the 2018, the rest of it, and early 2019, so it'll be hard to miss it.
We have a number of shows coming up, August 3rd over at the Scarlet Pub up in New Brunswick, September 1st at the Asbury Park Brewery, and then September 29th over at Connolly's in Times Square. What can people expect from a live performance from Morningside Lane?
So pretty much what we're doing right now is we're rehearsing just to be as on point and tight as possible. We really take pride in our live shows. We try to, at least. So, I mean, what you can expect is a bunch of songs that we've been playing and some new stuff, hopefully, that we can get out if, you know, time permits. And, just a great show and a great night, obviously.
The track we're doing is Sun and Flesh. Tell us about the song.
Yeah. So Sun and Flesh kind of came about early in 2015. The song was written by, obviously, our lead singer, Mark Del Judas, and he wrote the song about a friend of his that, moved away from New Jersey. It was really tough on them, and Sun and Flesh is pretty just much about just, you know, what you're dealing with internally in regards to that, and, I mean, people can take it in as in as many ways as they want, but that's the real meaning. It's just like about somebody moving away from New Jersey. They miss New Jersey, their friends, they have to start over, and they're living in their own personal nightmare.
John Conn of Morningside Lane. Catch them at the Scarlet Pub in New Brunswick August 3rd, the Asbury Park Brewery September 1st, Connolly's in Times Square September 29th. John, thank you so much for calling into the Jersey Rock Podcast.
Tom, it was a pleasure. Thank you so much for having me.
Same here, dude. Right now, let's do that track. Here's Morningside Lane with Sun and Flush on 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast.
I know you smile when you see the changing of the leaves, but your jacket's thin and don't break your pride. You have skin so deep, you don't want to waste your youth. But if you want it to, you're out of time. You sing just like a summoner and you're sharp just like a knife. Mama says it ain't so bad, who's gonna save your life? We'll end this conversation and we'll laugh about it in better days. just like a seminar and you'll shop just like a knife. Mama says it ain't so bad, who's gonna save your life? We'll end this conversation and we'll laugh about it.
Hey, what's up? This is James from Ruby Bones, and you're listening to Tom Hanley on 95.9 The Rats Jersey Rock Podcast.
Darkness on 95.9 The Rats Jersey Rock Podcast. Their self-titled debut album is out now. Grab it at rubybonesband.com. And depending on when you're listening to this podcast, you might be able to see them in the immediate future. They're rocking the Bowery Electric in New York City on Monday, July 30th. It's a 21 and up show. Admission is $10. Doors are at 8:30. If it's still Monday and you're listening to this, go check them out. On the phone is Erin. Her album Lady E is available now, and you can catch her at West End Park in Long Branch on August 5th. Erin, thanks for calling into the Jersey Rock Podcast.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you on. I have your new album here in studio. What went into producing Lady E?
Jack Daly produced the EP, and he really kind of brought everything he had into it, and he called up all of his amazing, like, road touring musician friends, and he just really came up with some great ideas, and you know, we worked on it together, and I think we came out with a good project.
You've got a lot of awesome musicians on your album, including David Bryan on your piano and a guy we both know by the name of Matt O'Ree on guitar.
Yeah, which is really exciting. You know, and David Bryan being a part of it was really special for us as well. And he actually wrote one of the songs on the EP for me, the You Missing From Me, I think it's track two. And he, you know, he kind of like sat me down and in his home studio one day and was like, hey, I have this song. I want you to sing it. I listened to it and I just started crying on his couch. I think it was like a combination of being overwhelmed that he would actually take the time to write for me, but also the song was just so beautiful.
Yeah, that's a beautiful track. I mean, the whole album is very soulful. Who would you say your influences are?
My influences are definitely Etta James, Aretha Franklin, you know, a lot of the old school soul people, Al Green, Bobby Woodland, you know, those types. But, you know, lately I've been trying to branch out and really listen to some newer music so I don't get stuck in the past. And I've been digging Sister Sparrow and the Dirty Birds lately.
Hmm. I'll tell you, I think this album has a classical yet modern feel to it. If someone wants to get a copy of Lady E, how can they do so?
If they want a physical copy, then the only place they can do that is at the show. If you want a digital copy, then you could get it on iTunes. You can listen to it on Spotify. It's on Amazon. It's basically anywhere you'd go to buy music.
And what's the best way for someone to stand up of everything that Erin is up to?
Definitely my website, which is Erin Official, so E-R-Y-N, official.com.
August 5th, over at West End Park in Long Branch, what can people expect from you that night?
So that's going to be a pretty fun night. I'm going to have the big band with my horns and some backup singers. And, you know, we're going to play all the songs off the EP, plus some cool funk soul covers that I do a lot. But I think we have a couple surprises. We added a couple newer tunes to the band for the EP release that we did in Asbury. And I think we have a couple more under our sleeve.
The track we're doing on the podcast is the lead single off the disc. Tell us about Hallelujah, You're Gone.
So Hallelujah, You're Gone is actually, it's like a good riddance song. And I don't want people to necessarily relate it to only relationships, even though I could probably pinpoint a line of each song that goes to a different relationship in my life. But it could really be for anything. So I say it's not just Hallelujah, You're Gone to a man or a woman. It's to a job or a colleague or anything in your life that you're just really glad that that negative energy is not in your life anymore.
Erin, new album Lady E is out now. Catch her at West End Park in Long Branch on August 5th. Erin, thank you so much for calling into the Jersey Rock Podcast.
Oh, thanks so much for having me. I appreciate it.
Total pleasure. Right now, let's do that track. Here's Erin with Hallelujah, You're Gone on 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast.
And Mars. Count the metal when I am. Hey, this is Dave, the Rock Doc from Out of Bounds, and you're listening to Tom Hanley on 95.9, the Rats Jersey Rock Podcast.
Jersey Rock Podcast. Their debut CD, Blacked Out, is available at outofboundsrocks.com. Catch them at Dingbats in Clifton on August 3rd and the Brighton Bar in Long Branch with Living Colour singer Corey Glover on August 24th. Joining me in studio is Matt O'Ree. His latest album, Brotherhood, is out now, and you can catch him at the Wonder Bar in Asbury Park with Melody Trucks on August 12th. Matt, thanks for coming on the Jersey Rock Podcast.
Oh, man, it's always great to be here with you.
Dude, it's an absolute pleasure. We had you on the pilot episode, which never saw the light of day, and it's cool to have you on an actual official episode of the Jersey Rock Podcast. How have you been?
I'm doing well, man. I'm just great to be here with you, and great to be back on Jersey Rock, and been a big fan since you guys been doing this for how many years? 20 years, something
probably
like that?
Somewhere. I think I've said it before. I'm pretty sure I'm like the seventh host of this show.
It's amazing. That's awesome. So
it just keeps going, and we're a big fan of you, and we appreciate everything you've done. You totally killed it at the Jersey Rock Showcase, the Wonder Bar, back in the, February.
Yeah, it was fun.
And I know you and Aaron were on tour. How'd that go?
It was great. We went out to New Mexico and Colorado and did some shows, and I've made friends with some people that run a big biker festival Memorial Day weekend in Red River, New Mexico. And we've become such great friends that they're pretty much family at this point. So we usually go out there every year to do that festival, but it's great. And I think this year it was 5,000 bikes, and you know, it has been bigger in years past, but 5,000 is still pretty good.
Yeah, I'll say so. And of course, the big show coming up on August 12th over at the Wonder Bar with Melody Trucks. How could someone get tickets for that show?
Straight from the Pony online, of course, the Wonder Bar online too. But yeah, it's going to be a really, really fun show, and we're really, really excited to play with Melody. And of course, we're big fans of the whole Trucks family with the Allman Brothers and Derek and Susan, and it's going to be a really cool show.
Now, I know that the Metal Reband has more than one configuration. What can we expect on August 12th?
I'm going to leave it up as a surprise. So yes, there's more than so. We go from a solo act to a duo to a trio to 4-piece band to a 6-piece band. So we'll you'll have to come and find out at the show who's going to be on stage with us.
Of course, your album Brotherhood's out now. How could someone get a copy of that?
You can get that straight from our website, mattoreband.com. And you can also get it locally if you want to get a physical hard copy at Jack's Music in Red Bank, New Jersey. You can also get it on iTunes, and of course Spotify is the hip thing nowadays, so you can get it there too.
What's the best way for someone to stand up everything the Metal Reband is up to?
Definitely our website. You know, everything straight to our website, whether you want to buy a hat or a t-shirt or a CD, or I have a whole series of guitar instruction videos now on my website, as well as equipment review videos that I'm doing now too. So everything is right at mattoreband.com.
Yeah, and you're still putting out all the videos on MOB on TV on YouTube, right?
That's correct. Yeah, so our YouTube channel is MOB on TV on YouTube. Make sure you click the subscribe button so you'll be notified when the next video comes out.
Yeah, very important. YouTube keeps changing the rules. You got to hit that little bell after you subscribe too.
Yeah, for sure. Yep. So yeah, there's a few things you got to do, but that way you'll be able to be informed when the next video comes out. You don't have to sit there and try to search for it.
Now, while you're treating us to a live in-studio performance on the podcast, tell us about the song you're going to play, Good Enough.
Good Enough was a song that it didn't make the Brotherhood record, and it's been a real fun song that's evolved over time with our live performances. But I really enjoy the song, and it's essentially about another relationship, what song pretty much isn't, but... It's a cool song. I hope you guys enjoy it.
Let's do it right now. Matt O'Ree performing live in the WRAT studio with Good Enough on 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast.
I'm behind the bar, working no room. It's like you know that everyone's watching you, babe. I can never, at least that's what I thought. Now I'm getting signals, maybe I am wrong. It's goddamn I've been looking. Maybe this couldn't be happening, or could it? No one's good enough, 'cause she's one of a kind. Beautiful girl messing with my mind. Now I see a chance with you. Is this what it's like? You're too good to be true. No one's good enough. No one's good enough. It's so good. Oh no, I don't wanna leave. You do the same and you move right in on me. Good times, you know, to part around here tonight. Getting what I wanted, you're playing it all just right. Someone must be looking out for me. Darling, you're too good to believe. No one's good enough, she's one of a kind. A beautiful girl messing with my mind. Now I see a chance with you. Is this what it's like? You're too good to be true.
up in your bed and you start to complain. I'm no good for sleeping the day away. I just met you and ordering you too much. Now I can't get out of here fast enough. Someone must be looking out for me. Darling, you're too good to believe. No one's good enough. She's one of a kind. A beautiful girl messing with my mind. Now I see a chance with you. Is this what it's like? You're too good to be true. No one's good enough. She's one of a kind. A beautiful girl, but you're out of your mind. Now I see a chance with you. Is this what it's like? You're too good to be true. No one's good enough. Yeah, no one's good enough. Yeah, no one's good enough. Oh, good enough for you. Yeah, good enough, baby, good enough for you. Yeah, good enough for you.
Matt and Aaron O'Ree performing live in the WRAT studio. Good enough on 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock podcast. That was awesome.
Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate that.
Dude, thank you so much. I absolutely love that song.
Me too.
That was left off the Brotherhood album, but I imagine it's something that people can maybe hear if they catch you live at some point
absolutely,
in the future.
Absolutely, yeah, for sure. Yep. It's one of our. It's become one of our more of our staples in our live performance because we do jam it out a bit and extend some of the solos and have some fun with it.
And the next opportunity to see you is August 12th. That's a Sunday, right?
Yes, correct. Yes, with Melody Trucks
over at the Wonder Bar in Asbury Park. Going to be one hell of a time. Again, how can someone get tickets for that show?
Right from the Wonder Bar. I'm sure they'll have tickets at the door. Probably the Stone Pony online, I believe, will have them as well. And for those of you who don't know who Melody Trucks is, and Melody is the daughter of Butch Trucks, who is the original drummer of the Allman Brothers, also cousin to Derek Trucks.
It's going to be a great time on August 12th. Learn more at MattOReeBand.com. Matt, thank you so much for coming on the podcast.
Thank you for having me.
Always a pleasure. Matt O'Ree will be my guest on Jersey Rock next week. Tune to 95.9 The Rat at 11:30 p.m. on August 7th, 8th, and 9th to hear cuts from his Brotherhood album. That does it for this week's edition of the Jersey Rock Podcast. Check the Jersey Rock page at WRAT.com every Monday for a new podcast, or subscribe to the Jersey Rock e-newsletter and Club Rat at WRAT.com to have it delivered straight to your email. And if you're in a New Jersey band and would like to be featured on Jersey Rock, email me at JerseyRock@WRAT.com. I'm Tom Hanley. Thank you for downloading this podcast. We are Jersey Rock on 95.9 The Rat.